Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
I'm here. I'm just watching the game. I'm glad I went to that break, got the update in. Shout out to Marco coming in quickly. I'm like, let me not speak too soon. Let me not go ahead and just roll into the Thunder are going to beat these guys. I'm like, I'm getting flashbacks of game one with the Knicks. It's a one-point game. Are the Thunder about to blow a 15-point lead? They might. They might. 23 seconds left. Ball out of bounds. Pacers ball. No, Thunderball. This is sick, though, because honestly, I was in Yankee Stadium. I popped in the Hard Rock. Shout out to my guy Chris and all the good folks over at the Hard Rock. I popped in there when the game started, and it seemed like the Thunder were in control most of the way. Yeah, that ball's off Siakam. No?
I think they were reviewing that.
Right there, it's off of Siakam's hand.
I think they're trying. Well, yeah, but they're trying to say it was a foul before that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it makes it tough, too, in here with no sound. All right, so one-point game, 110-109, game one of the NBA Finals. And I'm like, I'm glad. I'm like, let me stop talking before I say, oh, the Pacers could get this game. And what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals? The Pacers came back and got that first game. They ended up taking the series. And they weren't favored. They weren't picked to beat. The Knicks in that series, they're certainly not favored and picked to beat the Thunder in this series, but that's why we watch. That's why we talk about this stuff. And that's on the table, too. I think I mentioned Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. Aaron Rodgers, he must have been listening to Joy Taylor a week ago when Joy Taylor was going off about, you know, the Steelers, they're a storied franchise. Like, what is he doing? He's not showing up to OTAs? No, he's about to be 42 at the end of this next season. He's not signed. He's not there. But how funny is it? 3 years in a row, Jets fans, week one, the Aaron Rodgers story is there. From the Achilles to his healthy return with the 49ers game, and then now he's going to come back with Sixburg. They might have to flex that game. That's a 1 o'clock game in MetLife. They might flex that. They might have to make that Sunday Night Football. 888-808-1019. Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. He's not done. He's done. Like, I think he's cooked. He's done. Like, I think he's a statue. I think he doesn't have much. What do I know? I don't know what they're going to cook up in Pittsburgh with Tomlin. And I believe this was in the works for a long time, and they just kind of waited on it. I'm looking forward to seeing Aaron Rodgers in that division. People have been making jokes about Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers, the AARP. And this is crazy right here. They're reviewing this to see if there was a foul in this play. And in the NBA, you know, Alex, let me know what he says when you hear him. In the NBA, you know, the end of the game, 2-minute report, missed calls happen every single time. But this is the finals. They got to get it right. And, you know, this could swing the last possession of the game. Ah, nah, you can't call a foul there. Anyway, I'm just going to put everything out there, and then you call up and we talk about it. Because this is a 3-hour show. Of course, we're going to talk about the Yankees. Of course, we're going to talk about the Mets. Of course, now we're going to talk Jets and Aaron Rodgers and how we went from Aaron Glenn should bring Aaron Rodgers back, right? So that he starts off with a veteran quarterback and, like, is Aaron Rodgers going to return? And then that whole saga with Pat McAfee and people thinking that the whole reason, and this is a great game right here. Push the ball. It's 5 seconds. What the Halliburton? Bang! Oh! They've done it again. The Pacers. This is what they do. This is exactly who they are. Take a look at it. Make sure it's good. They show Halliburton's dad, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, SGA had the ball trying to make a play in the paint. Clanks off the back iron. And I'm saying 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Push the ball. Halliburton is cold-blooded as hell, boy. Ooh, that's not a three. He's inside, but they don't need a three. All they needed was a two. And with the shot clock going down, let's see, did it get out of his hand? It clearly out of his hand. Rattles it in. The Pacers win game one. Are you kidding me? 888-808-1019. I really was going to try to not talk about the Winter Mets, the blue and orange basketball team that plays in the middle of Manhattan. I was trying to leave the K-N-I-C-K-S out of this, but... they're showing right now the game tying three, or it was a game tying three, not the game winner where he threw up the choke sign. That's immediately what they go to, is show the Knicks losing game one in a similar fashion from the same guy on the Pacers hitting the game winning shot. Riveting. I'm happy for that guy. Got voted the most overrated player in the NBA by his peers. Overrate that is his slogan. He signs with Puma. Now don't be mad because somebody smudged your Puma. And Tyrese Halliburton is, they're about to end this ball, inbound this ball. It's 0.3 seconds. It's wraps. 111, 110. The Pacers go and steal game one. They weren't supposed to win this game. It's eerily similar. The Knicks blew a 16-point lead. The Pacers blew a 15-point lead. Just when you're ready to go to sleep, these guys wake up and they rob you for everything. That is another game that swings the series now. I should have bet on them, knowing what.
15-point lead with 9:42 left.
It's a little different than the Knicks, but it's still a 15-point lead at home when you're heavy favorites. Gotta love it, man. Sports. The sports are sportsing. 888-808-1019. I'll get some calls in here in a minute. I haven't taken a call yet. I don't have any yet. But I'm trying to set the stage for everything that we could talk about tonight. From the Yankees in their win, I kind of went through the themes and things there. I haven't mentioned too much about, you know, the pitching outside of Max Fried. We will play some audio from Max Fried. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention with that, going back around. You know, Max Fried giving some love to Austin Wells, because people are starting to question Austin Wells. I got some calls last night about Austin Wells, some calls last night about Anthony Volpe. And everything isn't batting average. Everything isn't, like, you know, coming up with hits in the clutch as far as determining somebody's value and worth to the team. Max Fried is looking like the favorite to start in the American League All-Star game. This game is crazy. I can't get off this. It's final. Woo! That just swung the series. So if people weren't watching the small market Pacers versus the Thunder, now you got an interest. And I was expecting a gentleman's sweep. I don't expect Thunder in five now. Not with the Pacers stealing the first game like that. In OKC, this is great. So this is going to set up for probably a 6-7 game series here. And Tyrese Halliburton, good for you, bro. Continue to shine. Good for the Pacers. I don't know how many times I said tip your cap to the Pacers organization, their head coach, this team that they've put together. They are good, right? And, like, not for nothing, this is gonna, I know it's going to turn into some Knicks calls. I was saying it was an overreaction to fire Tom Thibodeau. I was saying, like, this was a lot of this I feel like was based off of this team knocking the Knicks out back-to-back years, this team not being the favorite, this team being small market, this team not paying any luxury tax, this team you can't lose to the Pacers. Yes, you can. The Thunder, the best team in the NBA, just lost game one of the finals to them on their home floor at the buzzer. I can't think about anything else. All right, back to what I was saying about Austin Wells. Let's play some audio from Max Fried talking about Austin Wells. And what I was saying was, like, this is Max Fried's first season as a Yankee, and he's looking like the favorite to win the Cy Young. He's looking like the favorite to start in the All-Star game if he continues like this. And you got to give some credit to the guy calling the game and catching the ball. Let's hear from Max Fried after the game talking about one Austin Wells.
Doing that allowed you to navigate through that?
Felt like I was mixing my pitches really well, working well with Austin. Feel like he had a really good feel of the game today and had a big meeting when he came out during that 3-1 count and be able to settle me down a little bit and be able to get a big out. He's been doing a great job of kind of learning me and seeing things throughout the game, and I've been leaning on him a lot. And then on top of that, you know, you have some really nice defensive plays, you know, Volpe, Belly, you know, a lot of, you know, just made my job a lot easier.
Credit to Austin Wells. He's got to bring his bat. He's got to get that average up. They're batting him low in the lineup. This is a guy who was hitting behind Judge. This is a guy who finished third in the Rookie of the Year voting last year. But you're hearing Max Fried give him that type of cred, that type of love. It is what it is. Two strikeouts tonight, but he had a hit. And there's also an article in the New York Post, Yankees catching strength on full display across all of MLB with special emphasis on standing out. So, you know, I think I also said last night with Wellsy, he was supposed to be a bat first guy. They weren't sure about his catching skills, him calling a game, his framing, stuff like that when he was coming up in the minors. And quickly that has flipped. That has changed. So when you have other hitters on the team, like the best hitter in the game in Judge, like Cody Bellinger, a former MVP, like Jazz Chisholm, you know, like you can kind of mask a little bit of an inconsistent start for Austin Wells at the plate. 888-808-1019. Let's bring some callers in. Ari's in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Ari?
Here, what's going on, brother? Here,
what up, yo?
No, man, excited, man. The Yankees, I like the bounce back. Like you said, you tip your hat to the Guardians, but we won the series, right? That's what it's about. Keep winning these series. And, you know, it's nice to see Belly doing his thing, warming up. You know, everybody's talking about, oh, Soto's going to warm up. I think Belly's already hot, you know. And I real quick just wanted to give a shout out to that kid that, like, he backed away. He didn't do the interference. Shout out to him. And his name is Jesus, by the way. Just wanted to give you that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ari. Soto. I wasn't going to say S-O-T-O either. We'll get there at some point. I just think it's ridiculous how much we make of a guy smiling and doing a shuffle. Like, bro, like, still got to hit and produce and get those numbers up. But whatever makes you feel better about it. Like, when you split the series, but at least he flipped the water bottle. Good, good. I mean, he's happy. He's happy. Look at him. See? He doesn't hate being a Met. Makes you feel better about being a Met fan. Belly. Saved by the Bell. Yeah. When Belly made that catch, I felt like he was going to carry that energy over, and he did. And I'm in the stadium, so I couldn't, like, where I'm sitting behind home plate, not flexing, just saying where I was at. I can't see the kid, but I did end up seeing the video on Twitter. And you know what that is? Yankee fans watching the game and Yankee fans not doing what they saw a fan do with Judge on the baseline, coming down the foul line in game one, where the fan reached over and they had to review it and call fan interference. That was a kid who knew better than a grown man. Do not reach over and try and catch that ball. Let Cody Bellinger make the play, and he did. Now, you said something about Belly heating up. Now, I've been patient with Belly. I had a tweet. You know, a lot of people love to give you the freezing cold takes or let you know when your tweets don't age well. But I had a tweet that aged very well from April about Cody Bellinger being great in spring training. I remember sitting in with Dave and Susan, and they asked me who I was most excited to see this season based off of what I saw in spring training. Number one was Ben Rice. Pretty good. And number two was Cody Bellinger, because I felt like, man, he looked right in the uniform. The pinstripes weren't heavy to him. He came in and, you know, Clay's kid, he was ready to go. But he had the back issue. He had food poisoning. And he has to play three different positions, which he does effortlessly. But let's hear from Cody Bellinger talking about his start to the season, the adjustments he made, and what you're seeing now pretty consistently. He went on that, like, 15-game hitting streak heater, and he's been pretty clutch. And hitting behind Judge, he has been as solid as you could want a guy to be right now. We're talking about Wells hitting behind Judge last year. Like, Belly right now, pretty good. Let's hear from him.
About the difference for yourself, the upticks from April to where you were different now. I think at first was obviously trying to do too much. You know, just had so much excitement, obviously. And, you know, made the adjustments, had really good conversations with the hitting coaches. And, you know, it's never easy. So, you know, just making the right adjustments and continuing to focus on the right things. And, you know, ultimately just getting ready every day to be the best version and help the team win. And that's what I try to do.
Count it. And I understand it, Belly. I get it, bro. Like, being excited to be a Yankee and doing too much and being excited and trying to make things happen. And then you kind of lock in. And we're in June now, folks. Like, it's 90 degrees. It's hot. It's summertime now. You know, my take on him was, okay, he's had all those things. Let me judge him after Memorial Day. And going into Memorial Day, coming off the Subway Series, he was pretty good. And looking at him now, like, yeah, that's why I mentioned former MVP. This is a guy with a swing built for that stadium, a guy that knows what it means to be a Yankee, and he's making adjustments. He's looking pretty good. And I love the accountability. You know, I love the accountability of saying, like, I was trying to do too much. I had to just focus on some things. He said I was really excited, made some adjustments, and now he's having success. So keep it going. 888-808-1019 as we keep it going. Artie in Rockland on the Fan. What's up, Artie?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? I want to say three quick things. So first of all, I'm 75 years old. I've been listening to the Fan from day one. I've heard the best. Mike and the Mad Dog, Joe Beningo, they're all great. I got to tell you something. You're great also. I'm not saying it because I'm trying to butter you up. I think you are so entertaining. I love listening to you, and I could listen to you talk all day long. You're knowledgeable. You bring a fresh attitude to the Fan. You're a Yankees fan, which I love. And a second thing, you're always talking about your son. Well, my granddaughter, I only have one grandchild. She was born April of 2023. Your son and my granddaughter are about the same age, right? He was born, yeah. Wasn't he born in April?
April 13th, so, yep.
And mine is my granddaughter, April 21st. They're 8 days apart. And whenever you talk about him, I know what you're going through because my granddaughter is the same thing. So those are the two things I wanted to start with. And I just think you're just wonderful to listen to.
Thank you, Artie. I appreciate it. So, thank you for the kind words.
One other thing I want to say. Aaron Judge has had a very similar career to Sandy Koufax in a weird way. Koufax took 5 years before he was great. And when he was the greatest thing for 6 years that anybody ever saw. And he made the Hall of Fame with only 175 wins. Aaron Judge is doing like the same thing. It took him forever to really become great. He was older already, and he's had five or six great years. And he's hitting 50 home runs almost every year. He may never get to 500 homers. Koufax never even got to 200 wins. But clearly, everybody who saw Koufax said, he's the greatest pitcher they ever saw. And people who see Judge say he may be the greatest ball player all around that they have ever seen. What do you think of my comparison?
I'm not, you know, too well-versed on Sandy Koufax, but I'm definitely well-versed on Aaron Judge. Artie, thank you for the call and just being kind and being real. I'm extremely flattered by what you said. And, like, it means a lot. But Judge, I've watched I was there on Judgment Day. I watched when he came up in 2016, went back-to-back with Tyler Austin. I think we forget that in 2017 he broke the rookie home run record, and if there wasn't for the juice balls, it would probably still stand. He also went to the home run derby that rookie year. Cody Bellinger was in it. Stanton was in it. They weren't Yankees yet. And he won that down in Miami. One and done. Never did it again. Oh, and he was also a part of a team that got to game 7 of the ALCS. Like, Judge has been great. But you know what it was? Judge was hurt. Judge was hurt. He had the cracked first rib. He had the hit by pitch. He ran into a wall. So I think just in those first five, six seasons, injuries took him off the field. And when we look back at his numbers and what, you know, he was, 2022, I think a lot of people felt like was just a prove it year because he was going for the contract to get the bag, and he did. I mean, he broke the American League home run record. He holds the steroid free home run record, and we all got to watch that, and it was ridiculous. But then, you know, last year, we thought he was going to do it again. And, you know, even going back to 2022, he was short of the Triple Crown just by a little bit. Luis Arraez, they basically took him out of the last series to hold his batting average where it was, but Judge was right on his heels. And, like, this year, we might watch Judge get the Triple Crown and hit another 50 homers, and that's insane. Miguel Cabrera in 2012, like, it's been a long time since someone has been able to get that Triple Crown. I think Vladdy was close, but like what we're seeing with Judge, it is regular for him. He's batting 392. We're waiting for him to not be around 400. We're waiting for his average to drop. And like now it's getting hot again, and that ball's going to start flying out of there. And you know what? Probably like tonight I was in the Hard Rock laughing because they threw three balls to Judge, and they didn't throw ball four. They just said, walk him. He got intentionally walked after watching three pitches out of the zone. So he is just a different kind of guy. You know, I'm not as versed in Sandy Koufax's first 5 years, but I've been there. I was literally saying it today to someone. I'm like, I'm watching Judge's at bat, and shout out, A Boogie was in there, and Legends, and Judge comes up, and his song is A Boogie and Pop Smoke. And so they're filming that, but then, you know, we're watching how many phones come out when Judge comes up to the plate. And this is the at-bat where he doubled, but people are filming Judge because he might homer at any time. And I don't take my phone out. I don't take my phone out until belly homers, but I had said,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To my guy, I don't care to even film a Judge Homer right now. I'm like, because my camera roll, I probably have 20 of these. And I've probably live seen Judge Homer 100 times in here. I'm like, since 2016, 17, 18, 19, to now, I'm like, it's pretty commonplace for Judge to Homer. And like, I don't need the keepsake. I don't need to capture it on my phone. Let's go to Lakewood and talk to Michael next. Michael, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, long time listener, first time caller.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, great win today. Cody finally starting to hit fully, a full force. And Chisholm, 3 hits. Great game. And Freed, of course.
Yep, and Tim Hill and Loaiza coming in there.
Yeah, it's just great. 1 point on the finals. They didn't just do it to us. They did it to the Thunder also.
I just said that. Thanks for the call, Michael. That's what it was eerily similar. And like my show started, and I went from looking at the box score, and it was like, I think it was like 108-99, and I'm like, oh, this game's over. And then I look at the time Nats left, and like I said, I was watching Mets Encore on SNY. That went final. I turned to ABC, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, this game's not over yet. There's 2 minutes left. Anything can happen. I'm like, let's go to break before I speak too soon about this game. And then I watched them with the Siakam play, review that, and then play defense and get stops, and then ultimately Tyrese Halliburton again. Bro, he did this to the Cavaliers, he did this to the Knicks, and he just did this to the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's putting together a hell of a run. If they win this whole thing, like, he's goated in Indiana. And you can say what you want about him. You can say New York made him, and Wally Szczerbiak called him out, and him versus the Knicks. Like, he threw up that choke sign, but then went ahead and beat the Knicks in overtime, and then beat the Knicks in the series. He is goated in Indiana. If they are able to bring the finals back for the first time, for them to be champions out there, what? Gotta hate that if you're a Knicks fan. And like I said, I'm not trying to make this a Knicks night because we've been doing a ton of it and we have a lot of other things to talk about. I want to get into the Daniel Jones conversation because I was talking about that months ago about how we're going to see Daniel Jones indoors in Indy balling. Speaking of Indy with the Colts, right? Aaron Rodgers, we got to talk about. Giannis, we got to talk about. But man, I know the Knicks fan doesn't want to see the Pacers win it all, but maybe that's a good thing for you. Maybe if the Pacers win it all, they take their foot off the gas. And maybe some guys leave and some things change, whatever. It happens every time a team wins a championship. They're never the same. It's hard to repeat. Maybe the Pacers win, and then that opens up a lane for the Knicks. But ultimately, I like watching the Pacers tonight, this is who they are. That's in their DNA. That's what they do. And I can't help but think that the Knicks, again, I won't say it's a knee-jerk reaction, but I think it was an overreaction to fire the coach when you could just run it back and potentially knock this Pacers team. I don't know. I can't predict the future. Let's keep it going with the calls right now before we get to the next break. Justin is in Floral Park. Welcome back, Justin. You're on the Fan.
Heath, what's going on, brother? Great game. I was there. Sitting the legend with my pops. I'm telling you, Freed, tough start for him, but he buckled down, gave us 6 strong, and we were able to hold off. You know, that inning with Leiter, he drives me crazy sometimes, but they got it done.
Oh, you just brought something to my attention that I didn't speak of yet.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Leiter. I don't know why Boone loves him so much.
I mean, he has had some good moments and some bad moments, but not even him, because Tim Hill saved us there.
Tim Hill is the man. Like, I will go to my dying grave.
The play not knowing with the why runner he was going not from in second
game
to
one
third.
Of that World Series, Keith. Why Tim Hill did not pitch against Freed.
Well, we're going to say that Freeman. Forever. That's what everybody was talking about tonight. We can't go
backwards.
I was too
with my own section. I go, this guy should have pitched against Freeman. I mean, come on.
Going back to the World Series, the play with the runner going from second to third and Volpe making the throw to Jazz at third.
Dude, today I saw it was like deja vu. Keith, I've been telling you, we must have been echoing each other because I said the same exact thing, Keith. It was unbelievable. But listen, Judge is getting like Barry Bonds treatment now, Keith. It's like unbelievable. I mean, he's getting like one at bat a game. It's crazy.
I don't mind it. Like, I laugh at it. I thought that was hilarious. I'm like,
Bellinger made him pay, so I love it.
Sure.
And, you know, one other thing, though, Keith. Do you think they should move flip-flop Dominguez and Wells? I feel like Wells is more of a run producer than Dominguez in the lineup.
Well, Dominguez just came back. And honestly, Dominguez should be higher. But, like, he's a threat lower, and they've kind of kept him lower in the lineup. I don't know. I think the highest he's probably been this year is fifth.
Yeah.
Wells has just been, like, he's been struggling a bit here.
He always puts the bat on the ball. I just feel like, you know, and there's always those RBI chances with Dominguez tonight, and he didn't get anything done. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, in his last 46 at-bats, he's got 9 hits.
I know. And last thing, this NBA, I mean, unbelievable. Listen, you got to tip your hat to Indiana. They are road. They just comeback kids, man. I mean, Halliburton's
can't kill
animal.
Can't put them away. They just hang around.
This point guard, Nesmith, whatever his name is, he is amazing. I mean, he just wants to rock. He does pick and roll great with Turner, and it's just unstoppable. And listen, I think OKC will adjust. I think they'll blow him out in game two. But I'm telling you, man, the Pacers might win this series. I thought this was going to be a laughable series, six games. This could go the distance, Keith. Have a great weekend, and let's take care of Boston at least 2 out of 3, if not sweep these bums.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Justin. You said Aaron Nesmith, but I know you meant Tyrese Halliburton. And it's okay. That's what I'm here for. Alex, like, smiled at me. I know who you meant. Because Nesmith is a small forward, and that's what I'm talking about. Halliburton, their point guard, when you talk about the pick and roll, like, regardless, pick and roll, whatever. Like, he's got ice in his veins to know I'm taking the shot. I'm the guy. And not miss the shot. Like, I saw him kill the Cavaliers this year. I saw him do it to the Knicks with that shot that you will remember forever as a Knicks fan. How did that ball hang in the sky and drop straight back down into the hoop? Throws up the choke sign. And now I just saw him do it to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're in shock now. And this is a young Thunder team for the most part. They've been good all year. Yeah, they have pieces like Alex Caruso, a champion, and Isaiah Hartenstein who are tough. But, like, this is a punch that they have to immediately rebound from or they're gonna get got. They should have won this game. The Thunder won the first quarter 29-20. They won the second quarter 28-25. Now, the Pacers came out of halftime with the right intensity. They won the third quarter 31-28. And then they beat them in the fourth quarter by 10 points, 35-25. You can't – I don't know why this keeps happening. You got to know that about them. You can't count them out. You can't put them away. Like I said, just when you go to lay down at night, if you didn't lock that door, here come the Pacers, 888-808-1019. Let's break here. It's 11:30 already, but I have a bunch of calls. I think people want to talk about Judge now that we're talking about Judge and Sandy Koufax and Judge and Miguel Cabrera and the Triple Crown and Judge's first 5 years and what Judge is doing. This is what we're seeing with Aaron Judge. I probably have an Instagram or TikTok video where I talked about it. What we're seeing with Aaron Judge is dad strength. He's a father now. What we're seeing with Aaron Judge is he failed at the highest level and he got mocked. And I don't know how many times I'm on Twitter that people want to just write, you know, Judge is a Mr. May or Judge can't perform in October or put the gif of him dropping that catch in center field. And then also he failed at the highest level, the World Series. Now, once you go through that, He's so locked and dialed in now. Like, let's get him to October. I know we got to go day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week. I think this October, you're going to see a different kind of Judge, and they're not going to pitch to him. So the rest of these guys, like Belly, like Goldie, like Ben Rice, Jazz, whoever else Cashman adds at the deadline, they're going to have a perfect opportunity to cash in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rolling right along here because we don't have that much time. And before you know it, I'll be out of here and there'll be things I didn't get to in my notes. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We are going to talk about everything. Obviously, we're talking about the Yankees. I don't think I'm going to get any Mets fans to call. That game ended so long ago and the Met fan is probably asleep thinking about playing, you know, against the Rockies and Soto shuffling and Soto smiling and flipping a water bottle instead of thinking about blowing that game in that 4-0 lead against the Dodgers when they could have taken the series. So we'll focus on the Yanks. Aaron Judge, I think a lot of you guys heard, I think it was Artie's call and, you know, the comparison of Judge to Sandy Koufax and what I had to say, and I'm sure you guys want to weigh in. But I got to weigh in on this finals. Shout out to my guy, Bourbon Legend, and, you know, everybody in the chat, and people are still talking about that. Everyone's kind of stunned at that Pacers comeback, and I said, this is what they do. I've seen them do this the whole run. So Bourbon Legend sent me a tweet from Underdog NBA. The Pacers have 4 comeback wins with less than 5% win probability in this playoffs. They just did it in the finals game one. It was a 3.6 chance with 2:42 left in the fourth quarter. 3.6% chance. Improbable. In the Eastern Conference Finals, with 58 seconds left in the fourth quarter, a 1.2% chance. In the semifinals, game two, where they took that 2-0 lead against the Cavaliers, that's what I'm talking about. Like I was like, yo, we did this against the 4.1% chance with 57 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And in round one against the Bucks, 39 seconds left in overtime. It was a 2.1% chance. Are they a team of destiny? Did the Knicks tweak? And when I say did the Knicks tweak, did the Knicks fire their coach and feel like they needed to make a move because they lost to the Pacers and the Pacers are just a team of destiny? Because that's a ridiculous tweet with four different situations that they overcame. A team having 97, 96, 98% chance of victory. Ray is in Brooklyn on the fan. Go for it, Ray.
Yo, Keith, my boy. Always good to talk to you. Man, I don't even know what to say about Thibs. I'm obviously disappointed. I'm angry, upset. You know, any adjective you can use. I know yourself, C-Mac, you know, guys like Sal are echoing many of the same sentiments that I probably could. It's Keith, and I immediately tweeted out knee-jerk reaction. So, and to me, it was a knee-jerk reaction. And you don't fix something that's not broke. I mean, your star player loves this guy. You just traded one of his best friends the year before in Dante DiVincenzo. Like, how much more is he gave you $110 million back or whatever it was. How much more can Jalen Brunson take? And Keith, they opened up a can of worms because now the next coach is gonna, whether they want Rick Brunson on the staff or not, they're gonna have to eat it because Rick Brunson is gonna be there. Because I can't imagine the Knicks saying, "Hey Rick, you got to get lost too." That would be the last step for Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson might be like, "Yeah, you know what? Trade me because you fired my coach, you fired my dad, and you fired one of my best friends." Like, they opened up a can of worms. A lot of people were not talking about that dynamic, Keith. What do you think about that? The fact that
Tyler Kolek season. Get Tyler Kolek ready.
No, but for real, Keith, like, because, like, what coach that is worth, you know, his salt or whatever it is people that say, that the expression, is not going to want to choose his own staff. And you're forcing Rick Brunson onto the next coach, whether, you know, it's the guy with experience or whether it's Johnny Bryan. I mean, isn't the next coach entitled to pick his own staff, except in this situation?
He has to be able to pick his own staff because he's coming into incredibly difficult circumstances to deal with as it is.
Yeah, no, and here's the thing about Leon Rose. Look, I appreciate what he's done, but you know what? If the Knicks don't win the title next year, I don't care if it's Johnny Bryan. You can't tell me if you're Leon Rose. I don't want to hear any excuses about growth. We need to give him a 1 or 2. No, this team is in a win-now mode. You said it yourself when you fired Tibbs and said the only thing we're thinking about, you know, I'm paraphrasing, is a world title. Anything short is a failure. So, Leon Rose, if we don't win the title next year, I don't want to hear about a rookie coach needing time. I need you gone, too. I need you held to that same standard that you held the team builder and culture builder to. And I know it's probably not a good thing because now we won't be having Tibbs or him around, and it's like a reset, but I'm so mad at what he did that I actually want to hold him to the same standard. Like, I don't know if
you
it
can't,
makes sense.
Because they don't pop out and they don't talk and you don't see them anywhere. You can't press them. You can't. They hide. And they're very good at it, which is crazy to me because the one team that unites New York City, the people that run it, they can live in the dark.
Yo, it's crazy though, because I'm telling you right now, if I were, if I were the owner, and, you know, James Dolan has been a joke for so long, and, you know, luckily, you know, he's been, you know, he's taking a step back. Given that he didn't have anything to do with his Tibbs firing, which everybody seems to think it's Leon Rose's decision ultimately. But, like, you know, like, if I were James Dolan, I would write the same letter. We didn't win the title next year that, you know, I would put out the same statement that Leon Rose put out, saying, "Thank you, Tibbs. We greatly appreciate you and everything you've done. However, this organization is in, you know, at a stage where anything short of a title is a failure. And, you know, I might consider letting him go, too, even though I don't think it would be the
best.
We'll
see. You know, they haven't hired the next coach yet. We'll see how it all shakes out. I just think it's incredibly difficult for the Knicks to win the championship and avoid all that. Give me your Yankees thought, Ray. I just got a ton of people on the line.
Sure, no, absolutely. So the Yankees thought, I know you was talking about Judge for, you know, the Triple Crown, and I think he's a cinch, except for the fact that me and my nephew and my son, and you know, we are all screaming at the TV. Every time he's got runners on base, he's being walked. He's been stuck at 50 RBIs forever. That's the only concern I would have with that, is that he doesn't get the opportunity for the runs driven in. That's all. I appreciate it, like always, man. You have a great morning.
Thanks for the call, Ray. 888-808-1019. I'll read something that I did clip from my notes about the Knicks, but we're going to keep it mostly Yankees. I know a lot of you have Knicks fatigue. I know a lot of you are like, all right, they lost. How many days? Now it's, you know, the story keeps snowballing or something different. But NBA Trade Report put sources out there, and they tagged Michael Kay. I didn't hear Michael Kay say this, but this is in quotes, and it's attributed to Michael Kay. Saw Michael Kay at the stadium today. Michael, if you're still driving, I think you're home by now, but saw Michael Kay driving today into the stadium, and then I spotted Michael Kay's car parked. I'm like, Mike, now Michael Kay, I know your car and exactly where you park now. To me, that's cool as like a fan, but also as like a, I guess, peer in the industry. Anyway, so this comes from Michael Kay, according to NBA Trade Report. I don't think this is a Ballsack Sports thing. I think this is a quote taken from his show. Tibbs lost a power struggle with Worldwide West, who convinced Dolan and essentially went over Leon Rose's head. Another factor, the front office below Leon resented that Tibbs got all the credit for the turnaround. If they made a suggestion he didn't like, he would call them out, so they felt disrespected. Thus, they spread the narrative that no one wanted to work with a grumpy old man. Only getting to the finals would have saved his job. Like, we have gotten to the point now where, like, now Worldwide West is out there. We never see or hear from him. We don't know what to believe about Leon Rose, who was Tom Thibodeau's agent. Dolan is also involved in it. I don't know. I just think now when you see the Pacers go and steal that first game from the Thunder, they have been able to steal games like this whole run this year. Maybe they're just on a run this year to win it all. Maybe they're just a team of destiny. And if you blew up your team, which you have the players, but like the architect of this, you know, run of winning years and back-to-back 50-win season, if you got rid of the leader, the coach, the architect of this team because you felt like they should have beat the Pacers, maybe you're underestimating the Pacers. Maybe you didn't want to give the Pacers the credit, and maybe you overreacted in the pain of that defeat. 888-808-1019. OKC's not going to overreact. I just said they got to overcome this first game loss that they should have won on their floor. If they lose the series, though, like, I don't know. We're going to be looking differently at the Knicks for losing to the Pacers and getting rid of their coach who turned the franchise around. Brian is in Jersey on the Fan as we go back to the Yankees. I see some of you are Yankees and Knicks, though. We'll do both, but I want to stick with the Aaron Judge conversation and where we were. Go for it, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I listen to you on my way home from work every night. I like you, but the comment with Judge with the rookie home run record and it being broken, and it wouldn't have been broken without a juice ball, is kind of, it was 2 years later it was broken, so it's, you can't say the juice ball. And if you're going to say that, then you can't credit Judge with the American League home run record, because he did it with what you're calling the juice ball. But what I'd also like to say with Soto was never the people were calling him the best hitter in the league when he was a free agent. He is not. Judge is better. Otani's better. Freeman's better. He might have the best eye in the league, but he's not the best hitter in the league. But the thing with the home runs kind of irked me. But I listen to you anyway, and God bless you, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Brian. You're probably a Pete Alonso guy. You probably believe that Pete Alonso's 53 home runs in the juice ball year, you know, 2 years after Judge hit the 52, you probably feel like, you know, that's valid. But I think because we know there were juice balls, we know that Major League Baseball bought Rawlings and doctored the balls, we can kind of look like, and if you want to go back to Judge's record, what did Judge's record stand for, 60-plus years? It's a little different. It's a little different for Judge to be the AL home run king versus, you know, Pete Alonso to have one more home run than Judge's rookie record in the juice ball year. But that's my opinion. This is the opinions business. I said what I said. It triggered you to call and give your opinion. Thanks for that. Let's keep it rolling. David is in Westfield. What's up, David?
What's up, brother? So it's always been batting average that's kept Judge from the Triple Crown, and he's been very close on two occasions. I've been worried about his home run total, especially since that home run down in Tampa when they were playing at the spring training facility that got called back and he struck out on. And, you know, he's not even in the lead right now. I think it's Cal Raleigh that's up there. So, you know, ever since that home run got taken away, I've been wondering if that would ultimately be a problem when it came down to this Triple Crown race.
I think the difference is three. I think Judge has 21. Cal Raleigh has 24. Otani's in the middle with 23. I think that's close enough where a slow week for Cal Raleigh and a good week for Judge, that could flip. But yeah, you make a valid point that right now he's not in the lead, but it's Judge. Like, he is the most prolific home run hitter in baseball. Cal Raleigh's having a great year. He's mashing. I saw Rami tag me today to be like, hey, he's on pace to hit 64 home runs this year. I doubt he does that. But I also said it's getting hot. The ball's going to fly out. But maybe they don't pitch to Judge. Maybe they don't give Judge a pitch to hit. That's why I'm still in my head. Like, that slider that he took middle against Luis L. Ortiz, I'm like, it was 87-mile-an-hour slider, middle. I'm like, Judge, got to swing and hit that out. But who knows? That's why we'll keep an eye on it. Thanks for the call, David. 888-808-1019. Judge's average is there, and I don't think he's that far off of the leader in home runs, where the leader also has to stay there. Otani has to stay there. And if they do pitch to Judge, Judge is good for a couple two-homer games. We've seen him have three-homer games. He's good for when he does get pitches to hit, have a week where he's got multiple home runs. It's June 5th, long way to go before any of that is decided. I would love to see him win the Triple Crown. He's going to win the MVP, in my opinion. And again, I go back to what I said about the difference in Judge this year. Get him to October. Why can't this be the year that, you know, there might be some flaws with the Yankees team, but Judge just goes crazy in October and carries the Yankees to the World Series and a win no matter who they face. The Dodgers, the Mets, or even in the American League, the Tigers. You just saw them beat the Guardians. Like, if it's not Judge going crazy, then it's all the talent around him as well. Stanton is coming back. Alex is in New Canaan, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Keith. A couple things. You know, I wanted to talk to you about Judge, but before I hang up, I want to tell you something about Mickey Mantle. So, you know, if you give me a sec. The thing with Judge now, as a Red Sox fan, and this is kind of a Red Sox fan, I'm a baseball fan first. Judge is the best, could be the greatest right-handed hitter I have ever seen, and I love watching him bat all the time. And unfortunately, I hope these guys stop walking him. I don't want him walk. I want him given the opportunity to do what he does. And the thing that, you know, I heard the reason I called, I heard it was compared with Koufax, and it started me thinking, like, I always compare him to a man I wish I saw him play all the time, you know, from the Red Sox, the splinter, you know, Ted Williams, because he won the Triple Crown twice. Him and Roger Hornsby, the only people who won it two times. But the thing is that he had great numbers. And the only time he played in the postseason, like Judge, he had a crappy postseason. Mm-hmm. But I don't put a lot of weight on that. That means nothing. The guy was a great hitter. You know, the year that he hit that red seat out in right field, a lot of people quit, and this is where it leads up to Mantle. A lot of people, you know, doubt that. You know, he entered the last game of the year in his career. He was batting .398, and it was a doubleheader. And he went 6-for-8, and he ended up batting .406. And his last at bat, he hit a home run that went 502 feet, which they marked with that red seat, which a lot of people doubted that happened. You know, well, I don't doubt that it happened, even though I wasn't there. You know, I've seen all kinds of people say that they measured it and they figured, you know, ways to do it. It made me think about Mickey Mantle. And it happens that it's today, when you just said June 5th, because I remember, because I grew up in the Bronx. All my friends were Yankee fans. And I went to a lot of Yankee games, even though I was a Red Sox fan. And I loved watching Mickey Mantle. He's the greatest hitter, one of the greatest ball players I ever seen play. He hit on 69 years ago today. Mickey Mantle hit the top facade of Yankee Stadium. Can you imagine that? He almost hit it out of Yankee Stadium. That was 69 years ago today, and you can see photographs of it. And he said that was the hardest ball he had ever hit. No, I challenge anybody or any major leaguers to try and do what he did, to hit the facade. I don't know anyone else that's ever done that. Just because no one else did it doesn't mean that he didn't do it, and he did it. So just because Williams, no one else hit it 502 feet, doesn't mean that he didn't. And the other thing I'll say about Judge, one more thing, is that this poor man, unfortunately, gets squeezed at the plate all the time at these umpires that don't know how to call balls and strikes properly because he happens to be a big guy. And to me, that's crap, because that guy should be given the opportunity to bat just like anyone else can. Because to see somebody, if you truly love baseball, regardless of the uniform you're rooting for, I mean, that's all bar stuff that we can, you know, rib each other with. We have a lot of fun with that. But if you truly love the game, I loved the game growing up, and I'm sure you did and everyone else did. We want to see this guy hit. And I want to see him given the opportunity to catch and to have a triple crown. Why not? The guy's a great captain, never a scandal, always a smile on his face. He's a good leader, a good person, and he deserves that opportunity. So it bugs me when, you know, people say that they, you know, oh, he's not being squeezed, or we got to walk him. You know, I don't believe in that. So anyway, sorry I had to rant off, but I was letting you go.
Good job, Alex. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. You said it all. I'm not even going to add to it. We got a break. It's about to be midnight, so June 5th ends. He gave you a Today in Yankees History. He gave you a campaign for the automatic balls and strike system. He talked about Ted Williams. It's before my time, but I appreciate it. Somebody listening is like, yeah, I remember that. I understand that, too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.